December 27, 1921. The soul who lives in the divine will places in force the proceeds of creation, and everything she does is an outpouring of her Jesus that comes to her. Continuing in my usual state, my sweet Jesus told me, "My daughter, every time the soul enters into my will, she comes to reflect herself in the mirror of my divinity. And in reflecting herself, she receives the divine features, and these features bind her to the divinity. And finding their own physiognomy in her, the divine persons recognize her as one from their family. They give her a place in their midst, and admit her to their secrets. And recognizing their own will in her as center of life, they admit her to that eternal point, and enrich her with all that eternity contains. Oh, how beautiful it is to see this little image of ours being inundated with all that eternity contains. Being little, she feels lost, drowned, unable to contain it within herself. But love, the carrying out of the life of our volition within her, pushes her to reflect herself in us, while our eternal waves continue in her, like a machine that never ceases its motion. Oh, how we amuse ourselves! This was the only purpose of the creation of man, through the exchange of our wills, he with us, and we with him, to form our amusement as well as to render man completely happy. As the union with our will was broken by man, our bitternesses began, and also his unhappiness. Therefore the purpose of creation failed. Now, who compensates us for this failure? Who places in force the proceeds of our creation? The soul who lives in our will. She leaves all generations behind, and as though being the first to be created by us, she places herself in order, according to the purpose for which we created man. Our will and hers are one, and as she operates with the divine will, our will acts in the human will, and here begin our divine proceeds in the human will. The purpose of creation is now in force. And since our will has infinite ways, as long as it finds a soul who offers herself to let our will act, it immediately recovers from the failure of all the other human wills. This is why we love her so much as to surpass all the love for all the other creatures together. She has rendered decorum, honor, glory, regime and life to our will, oppressed and despised in the other creatures. How could we not give everything to her? Then, as if he could not contain his love, he pressed me to his heart and added, "Everything, everything to the little daughter of my will. I will be in continuous outpouring over you, your thoughts will be the outpouring of my wisdom. Your gazes will be the outpouring of my light. Your breath, your heartbeat, your action, will be preceded by my outpourings first, and then will have life. Be attentive, and in everything you do, think that it is an outpouring of your Jesus that comes to you."